Hey, that cheerful voice on the phone this morning, a guy who spends as much time as he possibly can out in the woods, being socially distant and yet sharing all of his observations with us. The best of all worlds, of course, it's Larry Weber. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and I hope I'm not spreading a virus over the air. But
nah.
Anyway, welcome to the first full day of spring. The vernal equinox happened during the night, and the first full spring doesn't feel too springish. During my walk this morning, it was 15 degrees with a cold north wind. However, your forecast tells us things are going to change, and we will get into next week. We may see 50 degrees again, so we'll see what that has to offer. I've got to mess with your memory here a little bit. 8 years ago, that was the year 2012. We were just finishing up a remarkable week in the middle of March, something known as a very early spring. In an 8-day period from the 13th up to and including the 20th, the Weather Service, the high temperature for each day was record-setting 6 of those 8 days. And in 3 days, 17, 18, and 19, each day, the temperature was over 70 degrees. Yes, that was 8 years ago. An amazing early spring that was. I remember paddling on the lake while it was still March. Well, I don't think that's going to happen this year. However, we're also not getting some of the major snowstorms that have happened at this time. The first half of March may not have felt like it if you were out this morning, but it was temperature actually a little above normal. The snowfall way below normal, precipitation again below normal, and even though the forecasters have said the last couple of days that we were going to get wintry mix, we got a very little amount of that. We'll see if that changes. You know, that things can really be different when we get to spring. Astronomically, we are now in the period of time after the vernal equinox where the amount of light each day exceeds that of darkness. And yet, if we get out and take a look, we see some really cool things in dusk and dawn. At dusk, we have the planet Venus very bright in the southwest, and at dawn, we have the planet Jupiter very bright in the east. Birds have been moving back. You know, it's with all the stuff that's going on in the news, it's easy to overlook the fact that Mother Nature is still responding with spring. And I have a number of them that I had today, this week. Now, we're not seeing the big massive movement yet, but we are seeing some small amounts. I saw pine siskins a couple of days this week. Now, pine siskins will often be with us in the winter, but I think pine siskins have been reported and seen in a number of places lately. I think it's an example of a migrant, as is purple finch. I had purple finch reported from my neighbors coming to the feeder. I have not seen it myself, but I assume that they're probably around at other places. Flock of snow buntings were out on the road this week. Now, once again, that's a bird that could show up in the winter, but I would say it's probably a migrant. There have been bald eagles. There have been red-tailed hawks, rough-leg hawks, harriers, all examples of migrants. I heard reports of robin and red-winged blackbird, though I didn't see either of the two myself. However, I did see and hear Canada geese, and then, of course, those big, terrific, loud, white trumpeter swans. And I've been seeing them 2 days in a row now. I've been seeing them. They are very early migrants. Soon, I expect, around the feeder, things like juncos, perhaps other sparrows as well. So things are happening, but they're happening a bit slow and a bit quietly. I reported a couple of weeks ago about seeing the first chipmunk in the yard. That was just kind of a sporadic sighting. However, I have now seen them every day. They come back, so they are definitely awake. We are going to have a few others of those doing more showing up as we get through, and who knows, there may be the first litters of the rabbits and squirrels pretty soon as well. And then don't overlook the trees. I've talked about before the bright red of the red osier dogwood and the willows, and the, many of the willows have red branches. Many have yellow branches. The pussy willows are open. I have a favorite swamp I go to check that out. Quaking aspen buds are open. Alders will soon be open with their catkins. And you know what? There's this big tree all over Duluth, silver maple. Silver maples have really big buds, and they open very early in the season. I always expect them to be open by the 1st of April, which really isn't that far away. And yes, there's some maple sap going as well. I talked to some people this week who were talking about, that mentioned how good of a flow of sap they were getting. But to me, the greatest discovery of this week that tells us, yes, spring is here. I saw a dandelion in bloom. Yes, though, we don't appreciate dandelions too much.
Do you remember do you remember being a kid and you'd go out at recess? Remember recess? Go out at recess,
oh, yeah.
And when you'd see the first dandelion, I mean, you didn't pay any attention to the calendar. You didn't pay any attention, you know, as much attention to the artwork you were doing in class. But when you saw that first dandelion, you knew it's spring.
Yeah, that's right. And like I say, we may not appreciate them later in the season, but that first one seen this week, you know, you look around, you don't have to even get out of the car, but if you look around, you'll see that there's bare spots at a lot of places. The south and the west facing hillsides or sides of buildings, that's where it melts first. Well, the one I saw was a case of a south side of a building out in the sun. So, yes, a dandelion in bloom. And then, Lisa, I want to pass this on. You know, we're all supposed to be confined now, and we're not going to be traveling as much and so forth. That makes the backyard even more important. So, yeah, spring's going to happen, but let's don't overlook spring. Mother Nature is still out there, and let's enjoy it.
I think that's a fabulous idea, Larry. Thanks so much for joining
us. Okay, take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays here on KUMD.